What do you call the intestines of a hog that people can eat?
Entrails.
What do you call the center part of an egg?
The yellow and the white.
Okay. What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
His breast.
Okay. If somebody wants to go fishing, he might get his oars and go get in a boat, you know, something. What would he get into if he was going to?
Get a paddle, get in a boom, go to paddle.
Okay. What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Something you put the pillow in. I'll get what you call it now. The woman put the pillow in, put it on your head. The keys.
Okay. If a woman is wearing wearing some beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty, what, of beads. It's a pretty...
Yeah, I guess you see something like that.
Well, would you call it a string of beads, or a strand of beads, or a pair of beads?
I was calling out a bill and out of the
Uh-huh.
I see them with a string of beads around the neck, hook them together. I have to get them around the neck, then hook them together.
Okay.
Most of all seem like that.
If two men have a fight and one defeats the other one very soundly, you'd say one man really fought the other one.
Beat the other one.
What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say, he never wants to let loose a penny. He's really a...
Well, that's somebody trying to take care of what he got. Well, I know.
Okay. Suppose a person is wearing funny-looking clothes. You'd say, he really looks... If his clothes look like they don't fit right, and they're not clean.
Yeah. Well, that don't look so good, do it?
Okay. Would you ever say somebody looks slouchy or looks tacky?
Yeah.
Well, when would you say that?
You have to get rid of that some boy, would you say? So say right before him.
And if you were talking about a woman, what would you say?
Oh, you're not getting rid of her.
What word was it you used? You'd say she really looks...
Well, you can say all kinds of things. You ain't got to tell them so.
Yeah. But if you were talking to somebody else about them, what would you say about them?
Oh, we talk all kinds of things. We say no home, maybe home. That's trouble now. So many things people do and say no home. Some building, fishing, hunting, coon,
yeah.
Park them on Sunday. God's going to stop it.
Well, now, let's see, if you were going to use the word, say, slouchy or tacky, what would you say?
No, I didn't know I had one.
Well, I would say he was slushy, somehow like that. But, you know, talk about them boy too much. You'd rather talk to them and help them.
Yeah. Right. What do you call it when a woman's wearing her best clothes? You'd say, she's really...
Yeah. I knew about where you're going.
Well, how would you say that? If a woman's wearing her best clothes.
She looks neat.
Okay, fine. And if you're talking about a man, would you say the same thing or would you say it different?
Yes, he was of it. Get on, you got to do it.
What word would you use to mean an old person who's very lively?